Streaming sponsored by the Madison Concourse Hotel.
Celebrate New Year's Eve at the Madison Concourse Hotel and Governor's Club. Enjoy live jazz, a surf and turf dinner, comedians, disco with BO5, classic country, a DJ dance party, and a ballroom brunch to start 2025 off right. Details at concoursehotel.com.
WRPQ Baraboo, 279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. After President-elect Trump voiced opposition to the bipartisan short-term measure to avert a government shutdown, House Republicans scrambled to draft an alternate fix, but it's not a done deal yet.
Emerging from closed-door meetings, the Republican chairman of the House Appropriations Committee told reporters that Republicans have reached their own agreement on a spending measure that would avoid a shutdown. What's in it isn't clear, but President-elect Trump is now insisting that Republicans raise the debt ceiling before he takes office. Earlier, the top House Democrat said any talk of doing that would be premature at best.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. A whirlwind court day for Luigi Mangione, the man accused of killing UnitedHealthcare CEO, whisked back to New York after waiving extradition in Pennsylvania. He appeared in federal court on new charges, including stalking murder, and he's facing state charges. He did not enter a plea. And the Dow closed in positive territory following yesterday's huge losses. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. The Dane County Medical Examiner identifies the victims killed in Monday's shooting at Abundant Life Christian School in Madison as 42-year-old teacher Aaron West of DeForest and 14-year-old Ruby Vergara of Madison. Suspected shooter, 15-year-old Abundant Life student Natalie Rupnow, fatally shot herself. The State Building Commission denies funding for a new UW-Madison engineering building. Republican legislators on the commission this week blocking reallocation of $70 million for projects on universities of Wisconsin campuses. Governor Tony Evers says the commission will vote on the proposals again next month. Arctic Cat, a familiar brand on Wisconsin snowmobile trails, facing an uncertain future as parent company Textron announces it's suspending operations at two plants in Minnesota. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Winter weather advisory tonight for an additional 1 to 3 inches of snowfall tapering overnight. Temps in the mid-20s. For tomorrow, a gradual clearing, a high in the upper 20s. Partly sunny for the weekend, high around 20 Saturday, upper 20 Sunday. Alexandria, Minnesota. For great winter getaways and holiday fun, explore alex.com. Right now, it's 22.
99.7.
Newman, born to make mistakes. So many nights I long to hold you. So many times I looked and saw your face. Nothing could change the way I feel. No one else could ever take your place. I'm only human, a flesh and blood I'm made. Human, born to make mistakes. Human.
Please forgive me.
The tears I cry aren't tears of pain. They're only to hide my guilt and shame. I forgive you, now I ask the same of you. While we were apart, I was human too.
It's time for this hour's keyword to text in our grown-up gift list statewide text-to-win contest. Right here on 99.7 Max FM.
This hour's keyword is frost, F-R-O-S-T, like Jack Frost, F-R-O-S-T. You've got a chance to win $100 right now and one of those items from our grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Open up our Civic Media app, find Max FM, and text the word frost. You've got until the end of the hour. Good luck with Max FM and a little Paula Abdul.
Always screaming like a little slug under every alarm. You've been working on the love, and he's been only playing. another look into his eyes and you will only see a reptile. You could find some other better girl. He could only make you cry. You deserve somebody better, girl.
Gotta tell ya,
he's good, cold as ice, 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 ice.
Come true. You gotta make a big impression. Gotta like what you in a bottle, baby. Come on and let me out. Hit cruise control and rub my eyes. The last 3 days and the rain was unstoppable. It was always cold, no sunshine.
FM Sports.
A battle in the AFC West as week 16 of the NFL season kicks off tonight. I'm Bill Scott with sports. It's the LA Chargers playing host to the rival Denver Broncos. Broncos currently the sixth seed in the AFC wildcard picture at 9-5. The Chargers at 8-6 are currently possessing the seventh spot. Packers return to the practice field today, getting ready for their Monday night matchup against the Saints. Green Bay's defense coming around in the offense. They've scored 30 or more points in each of their last four games. Women's basketball superstar Caitlin Clark will have have her jersey retired at her alma mater this season. University of Iowa announcing Clark's jersey number 22 will be raised to the rafters on February 2nd. White Sox bringing in former Brewers pitcher Bryce Wilson. He gets a one-year deal worth just over $1 million and will have a chance at the Sox starting rotation. He went 5-4 with a 4.04 ERA with the Brewers last season. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
You said you'd meet.
looking for a breakdown.
Never gonna get it, never gonna get it. Never gonna get it, never gonna get it. Never gonna get it, never gonna get it. Never gonna get it.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Never gonna get it, never gonna get it. Never gonna get it, never gonna get it. Never gonna get it, never gonna get it. Never gonna get it, never get it.
This hour's keyword to text in our Civic Media grown-up gift list statewide text to win contest. The word this hour is frost, F-R-O-S-T. Frost is the word, and all you have to do is text it to us. Open up our Civic Media app, find Max FM, use the text button at the bottom of your phone, and text the word frost. You could win $100 cash and get in to win one of our grand prizes on the grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us.
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
Flock of Seagulls just made their appearance to Wisconsin Dells. Was that last weekend already? Oh my goodness. It's just one of the best bands, I think. Okay, it's 99.7 Max FM. Aaron with you on a snowy afternoon. We've had some school closings. We've had some accidents. If you're out and about driving, please take extra caution. Give yourself a little extra distance and be safe. We want a safe, happy holiday, okay? I know it's always tough with our first major snowfall of the year. And I was looking, actually, at our Max FM Christmas cards that David and Emily sent out if you had requested one. And oh my goodness, it's going up with all of my other Christmas cards from friends and family. It's so, so, so fun. I hope he gets to share it on social media once all of the cards have been mailed out. But love to have a little fun here over the holidays. Of course, David and Emily waking you up every morning right here on 99.7 Max FM. Is the snow set to last? We're going to get an updated forecast next as we continue a 50-minute music hour on Max FM.
If you're getting mighty hungry, well, the best in the country is Pizza Ranch.
Hungry for a delicious deal? Pizza Ranch in Baraboo has you covered. For just $20, grab a medium pizza, small cheesy ranch sticks, and our famous cactus bread. Or, if you're feeding a crowd, get two large pizzas for only $25. Your choice of single topping or specialty. It's a deal made for sharing. Don't forget, the Fun Zone is open too. Head to Pizza Ranch in Baraboo and make dinner easy and delicious tonight.
With a look at some of the upcoming area events, here's your Max FM community calendar. Christmas celebrations continue in downtown Baraboo with horse-drawn wagon rides, an opportunity for kids to visit with Santa, as well as carolers on the square. For this final Saturday, Santa will be at the Al Ringling Theater from 11 until 2 p.m. Enjoy the free horse-drawn wagon rides from that same time. And also on Saturday the 21st, it's Gnome for the Holidays with the Family Scavenger Hunt. Celebrate the season with the whole family while you shop over 40 locally owned stores in downtown Baraboo. Join in the fun while shopping with the first ever Elf on the Shelf scavenger hunt. Check out all the details at downtownbaraboo.com. And it's also time for the December Torch Lit Hike on that Saturday the 21st from 5:30 until 7:30. Meet at the Rock Elm Shelter at the North Shore entrance of Devil's Lake State Park at 5:30. Campfire Kevin will be in attendance welcoming guests with his well-known music for the occasion. Be sure to dress accordingly. This will go until 7:30. It's a free event, but you do need a state park sticker to enter the park. And with so many holiday events all around the area, be sure to check out those area Chamber of Commerce websites for all those details.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
So my home is also my office. And before I can focus, every room's gotta be clean. That means tidying up and spraying my Febreze Air Mist. Ooh, that's fresh. Febreze Air Mist scents are all high quality. They fight any weird funk and they give my air an instant boost of freshness. So not only does my home smell good, I feel good too. After I Febreze, it's time to start my day.
Breathe happy Febreze, la 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 la.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Winter weather advisory tonight for an additional 1 to 3 inches of snowfall tapering overnight. Temps in the mid-20s. For tomorrow, a gradual clearing, a high in the upper 20s. Partly sunny for the weekend, high around 20 Saturday, upper 20 Sunday. Alexandria, Minnesota. For great winter getaways and holiday fun, explore alex.com. Right now it's 22.
99.7.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead. Well, the years start coming and they don't stop coming. Fed to the rules and I hit the ground running. Didn't make sense not to live for fun. Your brain gets smart but your head gets dumb. So much to do, so much to see. Know if you don't go, you'll never shine if you don't glow. Hey now, you're an all-star, get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star, get the show on, get paid.
And all that glitters is gold.
Only shooting stars break the
up now, wait till you get older. But the media man begs to differ, judging by the hole in the satellite picture. The ice we skate is getting pretty thin. The water's getting warm, so you might as well swim. My world's on fire, how about yours? That's the way I like it, and I'll never get bored. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid.
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
We'll be right back.
Max FM with Pet Shop Boys as we finish up the workday. It's Aaron ready for the ride home. Def Leppard up after El King on Max FM.
Like a tramp, like a video, bam. Devilish, you want, can I be your man? 90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. On the eve of a government shutdown deadline, Republicans say they've made changes to the short-term funding bill without bipartisan input. The House Speaker may not have the votes, though. Here's ABC's Stephen Portnoy.
At President-elect Trump's behest, House Republicans have stripped down the spending bill they put forward earlier this week, and they've added a measure that lifts the debt ceiling for 2 years. Trump is hailing this as a success, but Democrats, who are angry that the deal they thought they had was blown up by Trump and Elon Musk, say that what Republicans are offering now is not serious. Without bipartisanship, it's hard to see how a Friday night shutdown will be averted.
Luigi Mangione, the man accused of killing UnitedHealthcare CEO, remains in federal custody after facing new charges in court today. Earlier, he waived extradition at a hearing in Pennsylvania. The busy holiday getaway ramping up. Airports expecting record travelers this holiday period. Storms could impact flights, though, and roads